Once again, we want to welcome you to Trinity Covenant Church. And just to give you a heads up for Christmas weekend, we will be having one service Christmas Eve, 4 o'clock. And so we expect it to be pretty full. And so do come early to grab a seat. And maybe for those of us who are regular members, we can maybe park in the back, just to allow space for those that are coming to visit us for the first time. And a lot of people have been asking, what about Christmas morning? We will be having Christmas service on Christmas Day, Sunday morning. I will be here, as well as many of us, to wish one another the very best on Christmas morning. So Christmas Eve service Saturday, and then Christmas morning we will have a special Christmas service as well. So for those that have been asking, and we of course will share that information out in upcoming loops, just to let everyone prepare for that special weekend. Also, I failed to mention last week that once a year, churches all across the world pray for those who are being persecuted for their faith. I think we here in the West, we here in America, don't often get the kind of persecution that those in the Muslim world, in other parts of the world, experience. And Chris Irish has set up a small table for us near the coffee station for those of us that would like a little more information on how we can be praying for the persecuted church, the global church of which we are part of, all those who proclaim the name of Jesus, love him, and want to follow him are part of the global church. So I just wanted to make that awareness in this brief announcement. I want to share just one scripture passage before we continue on in our service this morning. Isaiah 35:4 says this: "Say to those who with fearful hearts, be strong, do not fear, your God will come. He will come with vengeance, with divine retribution. He will come to save you." This is God's word. Every once in a while, we have what we call a sharing service. For those of us who are a little bit newer to Trinity and may not know what this was, is this a potluck brunch? What is that? What are we sharing? We are sharing stories, your personal stories, of what God is doing and has done in your life. You're sharing it with one another. Because just as the scripture in Isaiah 35:4 reminds us, many of us are in situations where we are fearful, where we wonder what is going on in our lives. And often the preacher or the pastor has a role in preaching the word of God, and that is a primary responsibility that I have. Today, I will be leading a time where you will have a chance to share. Testimonies are powerful ways by which those who are fearful and tired and weary can hear the stories of God, not just coming from the preacher's mouth, but from yours, fellow members, friends, family. And just as we heard last week, that as we go through temptations, it doesn't have to be the most illicit kinds of things that we're struggling with, but even good things can be temptations when they seek to be the primary source of joy in our lives. Trials, it's the same word as we talked about last week, are often found in our lives, and they can become temptations indeed. But depending on how we respond to it by faith, can we turn that temptation, that trial, into an opportunity for growth and transformation, and not just for ourselves, but for one another in ministry. And so today, we are going to open up our mic. We've done this a couple times since I've been here, and the very first time I said, "Are you sure we can do this? This is what happens. Someone starts preaching away or saying crazy things." They said, "Pastor, don't worry, we've done this in the past. It's always gone well." And so after having done that several times, we're going to open up the mic. A few kind of house rules. We'd like to invite you actually forward to the front to this mic, or there's also one in the back. If you can come to the front, it'll be nice so you can see one another's beautiful faces, your fellow church family. Our service is being live streamed, but for those that are not comfortable with that, I will come up towards the end with a few minutes left, and at that time we will shut off the live stream. So for those that would prefer not to live stream but have something to share, I will give you a heads up so that we'll let you know that the live stream will be shut off so that it will be just for us in the room. And Jen has reminded me that once the service has been recorded, we will scrub out or edit out the testimony so that you're not on YouTube forever. So if that's okay, it makes you feel a little bit more comfortable, that's the plan as we move forward. We're going to give you 2 minutes, okay? 2 minutes. Please do not preach. Please do not point fingers and say, "You guys." It has to be personal. It has to be something where God is working in your life, a testimony of God's faithfulness, something that you've been reminded how thankful you are, even in the midst of some of the trials that you have been through, you are going through. You don't know how encouraging and transforming hearing stories of God are in our lives until they are shared, and the impact that has on those who are weary and fearful hearted. And so testimonies are put into our lives, not for us to just treasure it on our own, but they're meant to be shared. Because that is the heart of God as he pursues us and pursues other people through the stories of our lives. And so we're going to give you 2 minutes, and I'll remain up here. It can be funny, it can be serious, it can be lighthearted, it could be I survived my Thanksgiving gathering with my extended family and praise God. Whatever it is, we'd love to hear about it. We don't do this too often, so this is a wonderful, unique opportunity. I don't have a formal sermon prepared, so if no one comes up, we're going to have a very early lunch, all right? Of course, I could share something, but this is your opportunity. So I'm going to pray in a moment, and then we'll open up the mic. We're going to give you 2 minutes. I will remain up here to kind of MC the time, and then we will close out in a song of worship and a closing prayer. And so I hope I didn't miss anything. I think this is what we discussed. And once again, if you are able, please do come up to the front. We'll adjust the mic, and you have 2 minutes to share a story of God, how he has worked this past year in your life, how he is working now. Maybe it's a prayer request that you have that you would like shared, whatever it might be. There are many who are here who are weary and fearful hearted, and your testimony, as it centers upon the person of Jesus, can be the very thing that they need to hear. So I'm going to pray for us, and then we're going to open up the mic for you all during our sharing service this Thanksgiving weekend. Let's pray. Jesus, we welcome you here as we have sung. Holy Spirit, you are welcomed here. And for all of us, Lord, who are going through the ups and downs of life, we know that there are many here who are weary and tired, feel beaten up by life. There are many of us who have a lot of fears and uncertainties of our life and future. But Lord, it's not just the pastors in whose lives you are working, but all of us. And I pray that as you, I know now, are already convicting hearts to come and to share their stories and praises and thanksgivings and prayer requests, I pray, Father, that you would give courage to those who need to come up and share during our sharing services Thanksgiving weekend. I pray that the stories of God won't be hoarded just for themselves, but will be shared in order to be a ministry and blessing to others. You have been so good to us, Lord, and to Trinity Covenant Church. And so we want to testify of some of those things. So we invite you, come, Holy Spirit, move our hearts to share, open our eyes to see you in the midst of all the things that are taking place in our lives. So we give you thanks, in Jesus' name, amen.